in the limelight. The Europeans, as longtime allies of the United States who have played a significant role in the Ukraine crisis through their actions and stances, now find themselves facing a large population of Ukrainians. They have to give shelter to the displaced Ukrainians despite domestic economic problems of their own and the coronavirus pandemic. We now present you an article written by an international relations expert, Hassan Shukuhi Nasab. The piece is titled Flood of Ukrainian Refugees, Shadow of Crisis of Century Over EU. Since 24th of February, when Russia launched a special military operation in Ukraine after provocations by the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, the number of displaced people and refugees who have chosen European countries to escape from the crisis has been increasing day by day. According to a report by the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, Philippa Grandi, issued recently, over 1.5 million Ukrainians have fled their country. Filippo Grandi described the exodus of this number of war victims as the fastest growing crisis in Europe since the Second World War. If the crisis continues and the war becomes erosive, the number of refugees leaving the European country of 44 million people is expected to rise to more than 10 million. Of course, some states will be more affected by the flood of refugees due to their geographical proximity to Ukraine. 2 weeks into the conflict, half of the refugees arrived in Poland, followed by Slovakia, Hungary, Romania, and Moldova. This wave will gradually reach Western European countries, but the United States, as the main sponsor of creating and intensifying the crisis in West Asia, is immune from the flood of refugees and its harmful consequences due to its distance from the conflict zone. As a result, the burden of responsibility will fall on the leaders of the European Union. The Europeans, as longtime allies of the United States who have played a significant role in the Ukraine crisis through their actions and stances, now find themselves facing a large population of Ukrainians. They have to give shelter to the displaced Ukrainians despite domestic economic problems of their own and the coronavirus pandemic. Previously, the European Union agreed to grant temporary residence permits to Ukrainian refugees for up to 3 years. To implement its plan, the European Union for the first time activated one of its mechanisms to allow Ukrainian citizens and their families to reside, work, study, and enjoy social welfare within the 27-nation bloc. This immigration policy, adopted in the wake of the Ukraine crisis, reflects the EU's double standards in dealing with the displaced and refugees. Even European bodies which are monitoring the situation of refugees in European countries are accused of treating quite differently the refugees from Ukraine's war-torn areas and those displaced by wars in elsewhere, such as in Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan. Additionally, the Ukrainian army and government systematically discriminate against those displaced by the war. For example, the African Union said African nationals on the Ukrainian border are treated in a manner shockingly racist and in violation of international laws. On the eve of the third millennium, the West, with its 2001 and 2003 attacks, plunged Afghanistan and Iraq, as well as the entire region, into poverty and insecurity. However, it has, through various means, evaded responsibility for accepting refugees from these countries. In the course of the latest developments in Afghanistan and the rise of the Taliban to power in the crisis-stricken country, which were largely caused by the West, the United States and Europe have resisted international pressure to open up their borders to the displaced and war victims. As the main sponsor of this deplorable situation, The United States received only 30,000 African migrants. Canada also accepted just 20,000 refugees. The European Union member states are facing economic challenges, especially security identity ones, and have rifts in this regard. Some of them refuse to accept refugees despite pressure from EU leaders. Moreover, the share of major EU powers such as Germany, which are considered leaders, did not exceed 10,000 refugees. The European countries have always been referred to as migrant hosting, as opposed to those called migrant first. This is also true at the time of crisis, when the displaced and refugees from across the globe target the Green Continent. Such waves deepen the internal challenges of this unbalanced union and ultimately threaten the dream of European convergence and its subsequent security architecture. Contemporary views in Europe have shifted on the issue of immigration and refugees, viewing it as a security issue that is a major threat. It is widely believed that migrants, the displaced and refugees, jeopardize social cohesion, employment opportunities, welfare systems, religious and cultural integration, democratic values, etc., and thus they're regarded as an obstacle to the stability of the host countries. This creates an atmosphere of skepticism towards migrants and foreigners. In such an atmosphere, Europe has been repeatedly attacked by terrorists, and the ground has been laid for the emergence of and rise of far-right extremist parties in the European continent. The extremist, anti-immigrant, racist and militant groups seek to link all crises to refugees and increase their own political popularity as well as their supporters by means of intimidation against the dire consequences of hosting migrants. According to some opinion polls, far-right groups have been welcomed by some European people in recent years, something that has resulted in their growing share in the parliaments and governments of various EU countries. It is mainly due to two factors. First, the high number of migrants and refugees, and second, the deteriorating economic and welfare conditions of European citizens caused by financial crises and the coronavirus outbreak. These issues led to extremist parties manoeuvring in the European Union, like the efforts of 16 right-wing parties to form a new alliance in the 705-member European Parliament. Back in July, the right-wing parties in the European Parliament, including those from Hungary, Poland, France, Spain, and Austria, announced that they were trying to set up a front to reform Europe. Alarm bells are ringing on growing extremism and the dire consequences of the rise of extremist outfits in Europe. In January, European Union counterterrorism coordinator Ilkka Salmi warned against the escalation of violent right-wing extremism in the European continent. Salmi named as European terror threats the aforesaid phenomena, along with the tendency of some citizens to active extremist groups, as well as cyber-terrorism. This situation will undoubtedly worsen if millions of Ukrainian refugees enter the European Union. Recently, the leader of Spain's far-right Vox Party has welcomed the absorption of Ukrainians fleeing their country. In an address to the parliament recently, the leader of Spain's far-right Vox Party, Santiago Abascal, said the Ukrainian refugees must be welcomed by the European countries because they are indeed war refugees, but described Muslims who are fleeing their crisis-hit countries as invaders. He said anyone can tell the difference between them, meaning Ukrainian refugees, and the invasion of young military-aged men of Muslim origin who have assaulted European borders in an attempt to destabilize and colonize it. The far-right Vox party in Spain has repeatedly been slammed for its Islamophobic stance. The Ukrainian crisis put the racist European policy against non-Europeans under spotlight, with Bulgaria, which has been against hosting refugees from West Asia, also opening its doors to the Ukrainians. Bulgarian Prime Minister Kirill Petkov said, "These are not the refugees we're used to. These people are Europeans." Petkov added, "These people are intelligent. They are educated people." The United Nations refugee chief also admitted that some non-European refugees have faced discrimination while attempting to flee to safety at Ukraine's borders. Following Moscow's military operation, which was launched on 25th of February with the aim of demilitarizing and denazifying Ukraine. Filippo Grandi confirmed there has been a different treatment by Ukrainian security forces and border officials at a press conference recently, and a number of black, South African and Mediterranean refugees shared accounts of being blocked at borders while trying to make crossings.